In the back room, of course, Clara and Fitz were already making all sorts of speculations about the gifts that they longed to receive. I wonder if all her wishes that were on the long wish list would be fulfilled. Even those that, as every year, were simply called surprises, and to which Clara was especially looking forward. And whether the parents were again in cahoots with Godfather Drosselmeyer, who was known for his unusual inventions, which one could certainly be afraid of. Besides the traditional doll, who could keep her existing doll family company with coffee and cake, Clara also wanted a festive dress and new dancing shoes. Clara loved to dance, just like her parents, who attached great importance to the Christmas dance program, without which there would be no presents. Of course, Clara had been practicing with a fiery enthusiasm for days, which led to quiet derision from her brother Fritz, as well as Clara's fondness for romantic love stories. The little Fritz was rather enthusiastic about reliable soldiers. He already had a handsome army of toy soldiers, but that was, of course, not enough to fight truly gigantic battles. Moreover, the opposing army was far too small, so any success was, of course, only half as great, if not embarrassing. Hopefully, this year again, there were a good number of combative men with sabers, rifles, and pistols under the tree. Maybe even some who were able to really let loose. The fact that Fritz had to practice the steps for the march and gallop, which his parents loved so much for hours on end with his sister,